is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Bahama rock, hey, 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 Bahama rock. Everybody's out there on the dock, they're doing what we call Bahama rock. Hey, 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 oh yeah, Bahama rock.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. I had mad coffee this morning. We're going to do this today. I'm excited. Talk to me. We're talking politics, into the thick of it. We're going to do the thing all week. If you're going to join us the backyard again, we can get thick into the thing, ladies and gentlemen. It is a wild thing. So happy to be in your company today. I'm excited. We know what's going to be happening on Thursday. I'm waiting on some confirmation. Someone talk to me. I just want to be as decent as possible. I'm waiting on some confirmation to get in La Ciudad, into Grand Bahama, so we can do this thing. It ain't free to get in Grand Bahama. I can't walk on the water, and the boat can take too long. You're wilding out, right? So I'm just waiting on some things. You may see a boy in the city, in La Ciudad. We're going to make some things happen in Grand Bahama. If we're going to be doing that, please, y'all just pray for me, eh? Pray for your boy. You know, I didn't been traveling, my God. And then been all over the world, right? And we're here again being able to do these things. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Pintard claims that the PRP is trying to buy votes. They must have been trying hard enough. Alleges that $1,000 placed inside T-shirts. Howard wears 2X, okay? 2X. I will wear one of your shirts for you. Senator, put a little ribbon on it. I'll wear the thing for you. Praise God. I got 4 children. All of them as well. Listen, can we just be very clear about this? My brother, we're out here live in full effect. The land's going to be wide open today. I'm grateful for an opportunity to be able to do that, to kind of talk about these things. The Prime Minister indicates that Grand Bahama and Bimini to feel relief soon. Former Prime Minister Ingram's in the paper say, put the PLP in the doghouse. I listened to his speech. It was bananas. Inga said, there's too many seats. We're going to have a good conversation about that on the other side of this thing. We're going to be able to be joined by my good friend Garth to talk about it. But today, right now, we're joined with Bahamas Liquidation. Is it Bahamas Liquidation Center or is it just Bahamas Liquidation?
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center. I'm joined by none other than Love and T-Asia. See, I'm good, right? Auntie Asia, they're here to talk about these things, to talk about this. Introduce yourself to the people.
Good afternoon. My name is Love Tanis, and I am the general manager at
Love was in here breathing like she was in Lamar's class. she was in here breathing like she was in Lamar's class. Love, you're all right. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Well, I'm the general manager at Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, and I'm here with T. Asia, who's our head accounting. And today we're going to be talking about who we are. Who's Bahamas Liquidation?
I'm excited about this. I seen you guys on, I think it was East West Highway at one point, right? Yes, is that East West Highway?
Yes.
And then unfortunately, you had like an unfortunate incident. We passed by. So, oh my God, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then the whole place cleaned out. And then I drive on Mackey Street. Is this the same spot?
This is the same
spot. On Mackey Street. Yes. Talk to us about what you guys are doing. We saw you a few years back come to the forefront with those particular things. But then talk to me more specifically about what you do and what you focus on in terms of products and services that you render to the Bahamians.
All right. Since from the East Highway, we've been bigger and better. So we have a little bit of everything at our location. So we have small appliances, major appliances. We have furniture, and we have Yovian style grocery. Our groceries never last. Honestly, we have groceries come in within that week, and customers are taking them out from the trolleys themselves and buying them like crazy.
Now, this is dry foods, and a lot of persons, when they say groceries, we eat Christmas time, they're looking for turkey.
No,
so you got a turkey.
Yeah.
So you got dry goods, you got canned goods.
Yes.
We could come, you got any cranberry sauce. This is wild. Let's just talk about this. Mm-hmm. Cranberry sauce, pumpkin, all these particular things. This is the season that we're in. You got seasonal food? Talk to me about it.
So with us, we are a liquidated store in terms. We don't have any control on what we get. So we buy overstock from the U.S. So a lot of our shipments, or when they reach, we know it's there. So it's as surprising for us as it is for the customers. So until the container reach, we have no idea what's going to be in that container.
I want to say this. I think you guys are doing a wonderful job because I've been there a few times now. I saw some stuff from the hotel, right? I saw some stuff from the hotel. This is at your previous prior location, right? Now, I don't know if you made any modifications from that. Tell the people what they could expect when they come in terms of being able to see the products and services that you offer there.
So that the hotel area is a different section have. So it's right behind the building.
So you're diversified since you moved.
Yes. We've expanded.
You gotta tell me some stuff
Bigger and better. So the hotel part, so we actually just get items from the hotels and we resell them at a very lucrative, like very, very low price. And they're really good items. So people will come in and you get a look at your items and but everything is directly from the hotel, our local hotels, SLS. We have.
So you get good stuff in there?
Yes, Harbor Bay.
At the right time, at the right moment. We are transitioning into the Christmas time. Everyone's excited about the fact that we're into Christmas time. Yeah. Guys, if you're out there, if you're getting your back pay, if you're getting all these particular things, if you're waiting on the government to do some things for you, so forth and so on, and you're expecting a check in any way, you want to be able to look at that and do the, you got to get a bang for your buck. You got to go down to Bahamas Liquidation, Bahamas Liquidation Auction.
And Auction Center.
Yes.
Right? So you could be able to go down there and get those particular things taken care of. Because I've been there a few times. Mm-hmm. You got some beautiful mirrors. You got some beautiful painting. You got some. Listen, why is these people front room dark right now? And they got to be able to use their phone to feel around in the dark to see what's what? Go pick up a lamp. Really? Hey, man, you got lamps and everything around there, right? You got everything Christmas ready, right? So you have, do you have beds also for those persons who've been sleeping on the crates?
We do. But majority of our beds at this moment are from the hotels. We do have king-size beds available.
King-size beds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
We have.
Can you give us some prices for those?
So our king-size mattress are $150.
You got to stop it, right? Hold on, wait. Is this a double-quilted one? Because I got four children.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Yeah. I don't need any more kids. You wild it out, right? So we could come down there and check that out. Do you have them in stock right now?
Yes, we do.
I'm talking about good-looking, decent beds. If I come today, you can give me one right now.
Unfortunately,
when I can get one.
We are closed this week. That section is closed this week because of
our sale.
Black Friday sale.
A Black Friday sale?
Yeah.
Tell me about the Black Friday sale.
Okay, well, we have thousands of items from Amazon coming in. We are breaking down the trailers now. So what we're doing is we're going to do a little surprise thing where if you bring your phone, we call it Google it, right? And so the list price that you see on the Amazon app, if you're looking at the items, match the list price.
You want you to do a whole show with me? This wasn't enough time to talk about these things.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
So
we have four containers.
We have four containers of Amazon items. And when you pick, we encourage Google it. So you bring your phone when you come, And whatever your item you're looking at, if you're looking at the headphones and online, the list price on Amazon says $10, it's $10.
So what you have there? What you have?
We have small appliances. Uh-huh. Electronics? We have electronics.
That is bananas. Hold on, like, wait.
Speakers and
I
stuff.
I need a phone right now.
No, you can't have a phone, Howard.
I can't. You don't have a phone?
I mean, I don't know.
So we just got to kind of...
You just got to come and see.
You got to come in. And you have the power right in your hand.
Yeah.
So you can scan whatever it is you see.
So you're telling me now, if I go on Amazon right now,
yes.
What section of Amazon I got to look for these things?
What do you mean? Whatever item it is, type in that name.
So put it in my card to show it to you. I mean, how does this work?
I'm going
to
be there. We're there.
I mean, right now, we're offloading the containers. So whatever item we have right there on the property.
Containers is plural or just containers?
We have four containers.
This is bananas.
The 40 foot.
So how long this is going to be for all week, this week?
This is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Listen, y'all wives have been looking at you and say, baby, well, you know, Thanksgiving coming. We might as well go to the States. You ain't had no money to go to the States. Mm. But get a bang for your buck. Go down to the Bahamas Liquidation and check that thing out. You got to get this, man.
And it's VAT inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever price you see, that's the flat price. No VAT is going to be added to that. That's it. Whatever you see, that's what you pay.
Okay, so I'm going to put reservation in. I can't make no reservations.
You can make whatever you want.
Let's make reservations. Listen to me.
I want
a king size bed. We're going to have a baby next year. We just got to deal with it. Right, amen. Right? I want a king size bed. I need a couple of lamps.
Now, before we move on,
it's Christmas time.
I want to be extra clear because people pick up, I'm going to show you, because people pick up their Amazon items and they want to be, you know what I mean? We have Bahamian people, so I want to be specific.
Let them know.
When you open your Amazon app, it's not the big price. It's the sticker price, the little price at the bottom that says list price.
We can't see that price. I know you, so I want you to know. I can't even see that.
When y'all come down, not the discounted price, guys.
I can't even see that. No, no, how would this
be
a price?
List price. It's called list price. So like the headphones here say $16.99, right? $16, and that's a 50% discount. So at the bottom, it says list price, and that list price is $34.99.
Okay.
So the headphones are going to be at the store for $34.99.
Not the discounted price.
$16.
Okay. So do you have any, like, heavy... Now, watch me. Watch me.
Go ahead.
Because out here, you know, those of our hue listening in. Okay. So let's be decent.
Yeah.
They want big TV.
They want TV. We have TV.
They let children and push down their TV.
We have TVs.
They was watching half the show the entire time.
We have TVs.
We have TVs, light fixtures.
80-inch. We have fans.
Ceiling fans also.
Mm-hmm.
My God. These people out here listening right now.
Yeah, we have tools for the guys.
You got three blades on your fan. You need to stop it. Come down here to Bahamas Liquidation to get this thing taken care of. Is there a number that people could call in, or we just show up to Mackey Street location?
We have our WhatsApp number, which is 557-2522. Once you could either WhatsApp us or call us, and any information that you need, we got you.
So if we WhatsApp you, do you have like a list of some things that you have?
Unfortunately, the great thing about us is that we're as surprised as you. As we're opening them, we're discovering them as well.
Right.
So we don't know what's in those containers.
So our workers, our elves, are down there right now.
We don't know.
We're just as lost as you.
So what you can stay tuned for is later on today, we're going to be doing a live, unboxing live, where we're going to go and show you what's in the boxes currently, what they've already unpacked. So if you see something, clock it in. When you come in, you can look at
that. No, you need to be there. You can't see something and then come there. I didn't buy that.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're open from 8:30 to 5.
Don't wait till Friday and Sunday. There's nothing going to be there. You only can buy silverware and the small spoons. Only the small spoons they can have left. You can't eat cornflakes with that. Go down there now. Check the thing out. You say Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is going to be the Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But they still got great things going on.
So this week,
you can't get your mattress this week, but you can be able to pick that up next week.
Yes, definitely.
Right? You can be able to do that. Is this going to last? Well, I'm sure the Black Friday is only going to last until this week. Mm-hmm. But you got great prices going
all
into the holiday.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So right now, we have our pre-lit Christmas trees that we've already had out from...
Pre-lit Christmas trees?
Yeah, have you not drive?
All of you lazy people out there.
Wonderland outside. It's amazing. You haven't seen... Y'all go on our TikTok.
No, I live out west, so I don't really go out heavy.
Go on our TikTok. Go on our Facebook. Go on our Instagram.
We're live on our Facebook a lot. So,
give me your Facebook page.
Bahamas Liquidation Auction Center.
Bahamas Liquidation Auction Center. Go on Facebook. Check them
out.
Right
on Facebook.
You could go and get your stuff. The children in your place right now trying to figure out. Listen to me. 1 year, my mother didn't buy a Christmas tree. Now, we from 8 Mile Rock. And we was determined to get a Christmas tree. Yeah. We went in the Pine Yard. Mm-hmm. And the most deformed Christmas tree that year. But it was ours.
It was yours. And it had lights and ornaments.
Don't deprive the little children. Get yourself a decent tree. And it's pre-lit.
Yep. Yes.
Go down there to Bahamas Liquidation Auction Center.
6.5. I think we start from $69.99.
That's from $69?
Yes. Nobody has an excuse. Get the kids their trees.
That is the, as cheap as $69.
And then just get some pine spray, air freshen up. It smells like pine. You can't beat it.
Exactly.
They change lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't beat this. Is this the one you could fold up and use next year?
Yes.
This is bananas.
Pack it up,
pick it back out later.
Be decent with it now. Don't keep it in your back trunk for the whole year. Put it up someplace so the little children don't get to it. Mm-hmm. And you could have that thing for as long. My grandmother used to have a bunch of trees. She got the live one. She got the little fake one in the attic, right? Mm-hmm. We can have these things. And it's time for us to be able to celebrate. I think we've been going through hell in this country for long enough. It's time to be able to celebrate that we're still here in the land of the living. And you can do so with Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center right there on Mackey Street. Go down there to Mackey Street, pick the thing up. If you don't know where it was, it is the former Q Club building, right?
Yeah.
The former Q Club, I think it's right across the street now from Carquest.
Nassau Restaurant.
Right? Nassau Restaurant, right? Right in that particular area. Right there, if you go in, if you're headed north, it's going to be on the right. If you're headed south, it's going to be on the left. Check that thing out. You can be able to give them a call, 557-2522. Anything else you want to put on the table?
Yes, we also, for the month of November, we have a major appliance sale. So you can get, if you buy the washer for full price, you get the dryer 50% off.
You're wilding out right now. Suppose I already have a washer. You could just give me the dryer for 50% off? I mean, does it work like that?
No, it doesn't.
So we get the washer and dryer set.
Mm-hmm.
And these are affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me an idea of the price.
So
if you want to do that.
Our cheapest washer from the top of my head would be $7.29 with VAT.
Yeah.
And you could fit that. So we could, and so if the dryer is $7.29, we could get that thing for $3 something.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Your wife could be happy for less than $1,000.
My God.
Make your wife happy. She's scrubbing all these clothes. Your underwear have holes in it. Let's just be very clear about the thing. You're using the scrubbing board.
Make sure
you can be able to get the thing and get your wife happy. Maybe you can get a good Sunday dinner after this. Go down to Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center. Get that thing taken care of. Love's going to be there. Tiasia's going to be there. They got a great team down there. Give them a call. 557-2522. That's 557-2522. They got all that stuff. It's overstocked. Get your stuff taken care of on Amazon. Make sure you go there and check them out on Facebook. You can see all the stuff. Get yourself your Christmas tree, your dry goods, your foods. Everything's down there. Go there today. They got the Black Friday sale going on this weekend. Go and check that thing out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you wait till Saturday, you ain't gonna have nothing.
I might as well tell you.
It's like when the fella's selling cologne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first day, I didn't even know about the cologne sale. I only walk in here casually. You understand what I'm saying? And they say, we had a sale on. I was supposed to know you had a sale. You didn't tell me. Everything gone.
Mm-hmm.
So don't wait till the last minute. Make sure you can go down there and get that thing taken care of. The numbers again, 557-2522. 557-2522. Bahamas Liquidation Center. Anything else you guys want to be able to put on the table before we go out of here?
Yeah, lastly, just letting y'all know that, again, we have a little bit of everything for everyone. We also have, I don't know if you noticed the auction part at the end, auction center. So we also have a live auctions that happens, online live auctions. So twice a week, we have items on the website and you can bid on them and you can win those items. You can come in the store, see the items yourself.
You got to come here more often, you know.
And know exactly what you're going to be bidding for.
Use the head of
send the invite, Howard. Send the invite.
I send the invoice. Amen? This is the come and go check them out. I didn't know you guys did live auctions.
Yes, we do. And we just launched about a few months ago.
Yeah, it was in August.
In August, yes. So mm-hmm. we launched in August. So you just go right on the website. We have new items every Wednesday and every Saturday.
Bahamas Liquidation.
BahamasLiquidation.com.
Simple. You can spell Bahamas Liquidation.com. Mm-hmm. Pick the thing up, find out all the information, and find out more about that. You guys are doing amazing jobs.
Yeah. And we post every time on our Facebook, whatever we have live on the auction site. That
you are doing an absolutely amazing job. I want to commend you. I want to commend the entire team over at Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center. Guys, please, please, please. It's Christmas time. Tis the season to spend your money. Amen?
Amen.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center. Give them a call. 557-2522. 557-2522. Black Friday sale this week. You don't have to go to the States and get gink to be able to get one 32-inch television for $12. You can maybe spend $36 here because we didn't talk about this. We didn't talk about this. It ain't a big price. It's a little small price. Make sure you check those particular things out, right? Another number you can be able to call also is 698-0123. That's 698-0123. I got all the numbers here. It is wonderful to see y'all. Don't be a stranger. Christmas coming. Mm-hmm. That means December coming. I'd like to see you guys back if you're going to be doing anything. It's been wonderful to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, live and in full effect. Have a beautiful time. Go down there on Mackey Street and get that thing taken care of. Mm-hmm. We're going to take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Listen to the guitar. Give that soul some tune.
Forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Tonight's big matchup with Infection United is about to start. Kate has possession of the flu. She coughs up a pass across to Steve, who gives it to William. William is causing headaches on the field. He's spreads it to Rachel, who scores! A hospital bed.
Don't play with respiratory infections like influenza or COVID-19. They can lead to hospitalization and even death. Advise patients to keep a safe distance, practice good hygiene, and get vaccinated. Don't play with their health.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO, WHO, and the Canadian government.
Holiday madness is going on now at BWF Wilton Street. Deals, 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 and more deals. Come save with us. Get up to 50% off during Black Friday, pre-Christmas, 6 days, blowout sale event. For all you need and more this holiday season, shop BWF for super savings. Doorbuster specials, lots of prizes, surprises, and giveaways, Monday, November 20th through Saturday, November 25th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save big on Christmas supplies, junkanoo and craft supplies, appliance combo specials, barbecue grills, household, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, lawn and garden, hardware supplies, industrial and power tools, generators, compressors and pressure washers, and much more. BWF Black Friday pre-Christmas sale. Number 13, Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. BWF, we are more than just our name.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Ciao! Fidelity can on this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account, and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bahama Rock. Everybody's out there on the dock. They're doing what we call Bahama Rock. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah. Bahama Rock. Early in the morning till late at night. Everybody's happy. No one's uptight. Early in the morning till late at night.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this glorious Monday afternoon, November 20th. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. You know the rest. Make sure you enjoy yourself. Do so responsibly as we tiptoe creep. And I'm creeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. You remember that joke, right? As we creep towards the festive season, I think it's safe to say we are a few days out from the Yuletide season. This kind of a time that we celebrate, that the mood shifts, that the environment shifts, that everything shifts in our country, and we're in a more festive celebratory mode for us to kind of be able to make some things happen. I want you guys to do that and do so with sobriety, man. I just want to be as decent as possible as we talked about these things. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Live and in full effect, we are talking Paula Fix today. Into the thick of it, we are here today to talk about these things. Guys, what's going on in West Grand Bahama? I heard a tremendous amount of things. I see everybody, they pull in from under the rug, under the carpet, in the back of the stairs, under the car. These men and women, if they are still alive, they are coming out. This morning, I just saw a picture. I hadn't seen him in years. My mother's godfather, J.M. Pinder. I saw a picture with J.M. Pinder this morning, adorned in his paraphernalia for the F&M, right? In West Grand Bahama and Bimini. The thing is bananas. You bring J.M. Pinder out. You bring Ken Russell out. My God, only person I see is Nico Grant. And why I see Maurice Moyer? This is questions. Like, I get questions. Somebody talk to me. I got questions. I see BD. BD, you know, BD is my cousin. BD Russell, right? I'm waiting to see him come out there. I'm waiting to see some things happen in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by none other than my good, decent friend. He's going to be riding with me all week. Girl, stop it. It's my guy, Garth Roseboro. Garth, say hello to the people out there.
Well, listen, you're right on top of everything. We can watch this thing with a microscope. Good day, Bahamas. Good day.
I ain't going to let nobody play me this week.
To the international world. You better believe
the devil that. Is a liar.
You better believe the world is watching this by-election.
I am not going to let no one play me to try to trick me into their belief that everything is everything. This is not Lauryn Hill. We can play that when they come out. Everything is not everything. Some things are under the underbelly, right there, just below the calm of the surface, we know there's a riptide in both political organizations. Let's have a very clear conversation and lay this thing on the table.
So what happened to that song from Sparrow, Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot?
Who feeling hot? Who, West Grand Bahama feeling hot? Who feeling hot?
Well, they're feeling some money out there, I can tell you that much. I hear some money on the ground.
Anybody who's saying, let's read a little piece of this, right? Let's read a little piece of this. So in the papers today, make sure you pick up the paper. Pintard claims that the PLP is trying to buy votes. Alleges that $1,000 was placed inside T-shirt. I don't know how people get so, like, these kind of numbers and try to be able to indicate that it's accurate. I mean, how do you know? Did you get one of these shirts? It's bananas. The shirts that I heard about only had $100 in it. I mean, $1,000 shirts, who good? Listen, we sent Howard one of these shirts.
Well, Howard, we got to get over there tomorrow.
I got four children
and
a wife.
We need to
That's
go.
Six shirts I need, amen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I need six shirts for
Let's
Christmas.
Make this happen.
All I want for Christmas. Is a PLP shirt. Girl, send it to me.
Hallelujah.
2X for Howard, small, medium, small, and 2 baby size. Amen. Let's just be very clear with the thing.
This is the foundation. Let's make it happen.
Let's be very clear with the thing. You see, I don't worry about what your strategy is as it relates. Let me tell you something. Let's just be shooting straight. We talked about this many times. It is not my responsibility to dissect your strategy. It is only my responsibility to fortify minds and come harder than you. I remember one time, right? Let me tell this story. I can tell this with decency. This happened before I was married. I always got to give you this preamble.
Don't talk that. Don't talk that.
The little thing in the can keep cutting up.
No, man, don't talk that.
I'm telling you, I wasn't married yet.
No.
It's gone.
Hallelujah. But
my wife knows the story.
Howard, it can cost you.
No. My wife knows the story. I just try to let you know.
But she could know, but she don't want no one else to know.
No. Be being decent. He's a good, decent man. He's a handsome fellow out here. Good smile. Praise God. All my teeth in my mouth. So she talking, right? So a little thing in the can before I get married, I was slimmer.
Man, Howard, I love your wife. Don't do that to her.
I was slimmer.
Please.
Amen.
Oh,
so she keep walking up and down the side of me. So I said, what happened? What is what you're talking to, right? And then she tried to come say something to me. Now, my cousin, who's supposed to be my friend, say, hey, what you doing talking to him? You know he get married. This was his game. I'm trying to show you something. Your approach cannot be to dismantle someone else's thing and their character, their posture, their position. These nasty, slanderous campaigns that's coming out against Ricardo Grant. I seen nothing pop to the forefront about Kingsley Smith just yet. But these nasty campaigns that I see come to the forefront about Ricardo Grant with the Ponzi scheme, with the allegations about what's happening to his former wives, all these things that's coming to the forefront. I was the first show I had about Ricardo Grant when I said he shouldn't do this is because I knew some things that would come to the forefront that will not show what we need to see in the light of the office that he currently holds as a bishop. I just want to shoot straight. Man, can I say this?
I can suck my teeth, man.
Hold on, you can scratch your head too.
As a bishop. That's a word.
As a bishop.
It's a word. Bishop, apostle, pope. We've seen it historically where they had all these gay scandal, this scandal, that. We've had people who had 16-year-old girls in pastor studies and the wife saying, so come on, man. Y'all leave that alone, man. Stop talking about people and what they're doing in their bedroom. For God's sake. That ain't got nothing to do with politics.
But that's what people are talking about.
Yeah, they talk, but that don't mean nothing. How the hell that mean? If the man had one wife, two wives, three wives, Solomon had how many wives? How many concubines? How much David had? What do you mean you remember that he's a Christian nation?
Yeah, but we remember.
You say he's a Christian nation.
We are under grace.
You're under Israel. Father Abraham the faithful had One wife and one concubine. How much you got?
Listen, we
How much you got, Howard?
We under grace. We ain't under the law no more. And grace has indicated to us that we should be able to temper our desires, our lust, our desire to be able to pursue.
If the first car ain't working and the second car ain't working, you got to buy a third car.
Out, sir. You are wilding all the way out. It was like you was on the edge.
Man, who gives a hell?
Now you jump over the cliff.
3 score and 10 and you trying to worry about what other people thinking?
My God.
If you thinking that about me as a bishop, as Jesus, tomorrow I change my name to apostle, then to hell with you. But so, I can get my third wife.
No, he was apostle first.
What if he's apostle first and go to friggin' archbishop then? The archbishop can have only wife. If the bishop can only have one and the archbishop should be able to have 2 and 3.
Okay
then.
Okay.
So y'all play with words, man. The hell with y'all. The hell with y'all, man.
I'm only saying to you that the campaign has become salacious.
Yeah, unnecessarily so.
But the reason is, watch me. The only time that we've seen this come to the forefront is after, talk to me, I remember talking, after the advance poll. After the advance poll, it seems like everything was no holds bar for the Progressive Liberal Party.
Howard, I got a call, and the call said, Garth, you know, I love the foundation. I love you being on the show. But your boy Howard, you know, he too bad. I got this call last night, you know. So I had to ask this person, because I'm not those type of people that throw people under the bus. I said, let me ask you a question. Has Howard been wrong yet? And the person went quiet.
Let it sink in. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
We ain't talking bananas now. We're talking plantain.
Let's go.
We're talking plantain.
And we can fry this today. Let's talk about it. See, because I don't have no political colors in this race. I ain't got no horse in the race. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they say, Howard, your party. I say, hold on, wait. I almost choke. I say, what my body where? Ain't nobody's giving me nothing, nobody. I don't have no affiliation with no political organization.
I do.
I ain't got none.
I do.
Praise God for you. I see you here with your red shirt on today.
No. I found...
And your Gucci glasses.
I found out who my party is on Saturday morning when I woke up.
Talk to me about this. Let me hear
my
this.
Party?
Yeah.
Y'all don't even know who my party is.
I want to know who your party is.
My party is the UBP.
You're wilding out, sir.
If anyone can prove to me that anything that is called political in this country is not attached to the UBP, I tell you, then you're in Bahamian.
You know, you got me quiet for 2 seconds.
I want you to do your investigation. I want you to ask yourself the question. You talk about the Bay Street Boys. I want to ask you the question, who controls your ports? Who controls your commerce? Who
you mean here in Nassau or you mean in Grand Bahama?
In the Bahamas. Who controls your Bahamas?
Hold on. Wait.
I can leave that right there.
Wait. When you start to talk about the Bahamas, you know that Grand Bahama has a quasi approach to things.
And I'm sure they have their influence.
Their influence is Hutchins and Whampoa.
I said they have the influence.
Which is
influence
not right.
That you do not have.
It may be red and yellow, black and white.
You all fight over
it may
red.
Maybe yellow in Grand Bahama. It may be white in what you're saying in Nassau. But you're indicating, see, if we don't have this kind of a very clear conversation, the UBP, sir, is the economic engine that continues
That's
to
That's all I'm saying. Garth is with the money. I'm with the money. I ain't with nothing else. I'm UBP.
My God. But I don't know. I guess you'd be the winning candidate.
How would I never heard you so humble and meek and quiet?
I'm baffled by this, sir.
But that's why I didn't tell you earlier.
The UBP is not established.
No, it's not an organization that's actually active. Google says in 1971, the UBP dissolved. Let me say something to you. In 1971, the UBP changed its face.
Sir, I need more information. Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to help you out here. I know who Pop Simnet is. Do you know?
I heard the stories of him. I don't know.
You heard the stories?
Yes.
Okay. Have we since 1967 had a conversation with Pop Simonet? Oh, you don't recall?
I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel. I feel like I got to hit my...
In which year were we pounds and pence in this country?
65, 66. I think 67. I think they actually changed it over.
Made the transition?
Yeah, I think so.
The dollars and cents? Do we have any money in the treasury?
Sir, where are you going with this? Where are we going with this?
I want to know where we got the first loan from as a country when we became independent, or when we had majority rule, by the way. Not independent, when we got majority rule. When you had more votes and you had more authority than the UBP, I want to know where you as a new party, the Progressive Liberal Party, went to get financial assistance. And I remember the late, great Bradley Roberts making a statement that he was UBP. And that caused me to think, how deep does the UBP go? And where did the UBP go? And Google will tell you the UBP transitioned to become the Free National Movement. But what I know about money, money goes where money lies.
Sir, I'm still trying to figure out where we're going with this.
I'm trying to say something to you.
If the conversation is about a by-election in West Grand Bahama and Bimini,
I'm saying
and the head of the
UBP is in this election and the UBP cannot lose. That's what I'm telling you.
The head of the papers indicate Pintar claims that their PLP is trying to buy votes and alleges $1,000 placed inside T-shirts. And you're coming here and indicating to me that the UBP is still established but lurking in the shadows.
Yes.
And being able to see their yes. desires being able to come to the forefront.
Always.
Are you indicating to me that everything that we're seeing laid out before us
yes.
is only being master engineered
yes.
by money?
Yes.
That's what you're saying to me?
Yes.
This is bananas, sir.
Yes. So why are we getting caught up in red and what the other color is? Gold or blue or whatever? It's all about green. It always has been about green.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be a part of the conversation. This is the Foundation 96.9 FM radio. We're going to take this commercial break. We're going to get to news. And we're going to get more into this conversation about getting back to the money. Let's be able to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
But the DNA.
Green.
We're talking about the greenbacks.
Yes, sir.
This is about money. Is that what you're saying to me?
I am telling you that, Howard, and I'll tell you how I know this. You on this show, and I want people to tune in. Tell your friends to tune in, and let's talk about truth. The foundation is the truth. Am I right or wrong, Mr.
Talk
Howard
to me.
Grant?
Talk to me.
When we first had this discussion as to who was entering into the race, the gentleman by the name of Kingsley Smith, up till now, people are wondering, does he have a bank account? Yes mm-hmm. or no?
Yes.
Okay, that's true. The gentleman, your cousin, Bishop Ricardo Grant, they're saying to us that he ain't got no money to throw out like that.
That's the first thing he said.
Thank you very much. So if A, don't have no money, and B, don't have no money, why the hell are they running if it ain't about the money?
Because it can't be about the money.
What is it going to be about?
Now, if we can shoot straight with this conversation, transformation of a community and a nation
needs to be.
This is where I am.
Can't let you get away with it.
No. This is where I am. The transformation of a community has to be fueled with economic endowment. I accept that. However, if there is no vision and no heart to execute for these things, and I don't believe that there's vision and heart in the race at all. I just shooting straight right so across the board.
You know you just contradicted yourself?
No, that's no. How can it be a contradiction?
Homeboy, listen to what he's saying to you. How you get there in the first place? How you get to community? How you get to other people? I do not have any money. Me, I do not have any money. A doesn't have any money. B doesn't have any money. What the hell are you talking about community for? If I'm all about the community, I don't need to go to the PLP or the FNM in order to serve my community. The reason why I can only be going to the PLP and FNM is not to affect change in my community. The only reason is that because I just ain't got no doggone money.
No. That's a superficial approach to be able to talk about.
It's the reality.
No.
How many people have you seen going into Parliament with no money?
No.
How many people have you seen going to Parliament with no money and end up being millionaires? Let me hear this.
Listen,
man.
The thieves and those that bamboozle us, and those hoodwinkers, and those persons who pursue politics for their own personal and family gain are not the rule in this country.
So that's show me. Okay, I tell you what. Let me challenge you today, Howard Grant. I'm going to challenge you, Ms. Howard Grant. In 2017, if I'm correct, the Free National Movement had possession of 5 seats in Grand Bahama.
Yes,
including Bimini.
Yes.
What doggone community you saw transform? Let me hear this.
They haven't transformed anything.
So, but they got paid every month, right?
But Garth, I don't
know. No. Answer me yes or no. We talk about truth. Garth. Did they not get
the
paid?
The conversation here on the foundation can be rudimentary or can be rooted in this concept and idea of gimme me. That ain't what I do. That's not what I stand for. The conversation of what we do here on the foundation is to identify the infractions that exist socially and to say that we collectively, as a collective, have to be able to move with sobriety and above the fray to a higher standing, a higher call. That's just what it is.
I want to say how it
I want to be decent, God.
I know you're decent, and I'm saying both parties have been subject to this very same behavior. We're tired of behaving people, watching people go in and come out. I've had good friends who've been politicians. I respect people on both sides of the divide. I even respect some people who are UBP. I respect these people because these people want to do better. But there's a system that says, thus Howard Grant, that when you get in, if I try to help Howard, I'm going to bring the detriment and the negative effect of me, myself, being cut out of equation. So therefore, if I'm going to be wise about this, I better get mine and move on. Now, has that been customary in being in politics? I only want to know if it's true or false.
Get mine and move on.
Yes. Have you seen that as a pattern in behemoth politics in a mega way as opposed to just...
I could say that has become a recent trend. Yes.
Why?
Because people have decided to choose mammon. That's just what it is. There's no two ways about it.
So when you first...
There's only two gods we know about. If you can take this.
Now listen.
You either choose God or choose mammon. God is the all understanding that there's purpose beyond this position. There's a very clear understanding to get to a position of growth and development for your community. That is with purpose. That's with alignment. That's all these things. Or you could choose mammon. Now you got to choose ED State who you serve.
No.
And for the most part, the choice has been mammon. People who are looking to take care of themselves, their family, their lovers, fill their coffers, fill their stomachs, their unquenchable desires to be able to have things, more things, more things, 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 things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're preaching. So I'm going to say
But that is not the call that we have called to on this life. My God, this flesh that you carry, that you continue to be able to perpetuate and look at and say, my God, look at this pretty little sweet thing in the can. And your desires to consume every fleshly desire is not what we've been called to in this life.
Howard.
Listen to me. If we call here to help the poor, everybody in West Grand Bahama is poor. The FNM and the PLP wrong for feeding these people rum point blank.
Howard.
If the FNM and the PLP wrong if they're doing it based upon the allegation they are wrong for perpetually feeding poor people rum.
Howard.
Based upon allegations, based upon social speculations and the tradition, they are wrong. No one feeding the spirits of these people and you expect the country to be better. You're indecent and you don't deserve to be able to be in the House of Parliament as an honorable man or woman. That is absolutely indecent. Now, if we're going to sit here today and have a conversation about money, it's the wrong conversation, sir, and I don't want to be a part of that. It's ain't about money.
What is it about?
I'm from West Grand Bahama and 8 Mile Rock, sir. My cousins would call me in the midst of the pandemic and say they only had $50 for 2 weeks. Jesus God Almighty, you can tell me that you can drink 6 Barton over the course of 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and be content with that. And then you can go vote for these people? That's what you want in this country?
Howard, listen to Garth Maynard Roseborough. Listen to me very carefully. And I know you are my younger brother. I love you dearly. Listen to me very carefully. You have a heart. I met your wife. She has a heart. You're producing children that have a heart. When you come into the politics of the Bahamas, you are going to find out that you're surrounded by vampires. They have no heart. But they have no blood. Listen to what I'm saying to you, Mr. Howard Grant, man. Now, if you want to give your $1,000 to 1,000 people and leave your children hungry, this has become the story of Bahamian politics. I'm going to prove this to you.
No.
On this very same show, since you want to talk about what you discuss, I'm going to make it very plain to you. You yourself said there is no change and effect that can come out of whether the PLP or the FNM wins in this election. There's nothing they can do until 2026. You said it.
But I agree. I do mean that. Orby Wilstrom, in his particular capacity, has made too much promises to the people of West Grand Bahama over the course of time. Pakisha Parker couldn't do nothing with it. No one could have done anything with it. The only time that you saw anything, any movement happen in West Grand Bahama and Bimini is when Obi Wilscom sat in the seat. And it was just incremental drip, 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 drip movement. For the promises that was made to West Grand Bahama and Bimini, if Kingsley Smith wins, he's going to get whipped with that switch of expectation from them people. And he will have 2 years to live that out. He will not, based upon relationships, based upon the fact that he's a novice, based upon he's brand new to this thing, he will not be able to satisfy 68%, he will not be, 16%. 16% of the promises that was made to West Grand Bahama and Bimini, Kingsley Smith can't get it. And guess what? Ricardo Grant can't get 8%. Because in the event that he wins, he's not even in government. And he have a bigger problem. He has a bigger problem to be able to contend with of the fact that whether or not Michael Pintard is going to be the leader come 2026. Because Michael Pintard is his guy. And vice versa. But if there is a tumultuous shift within the organization, Ricardo Grant is out again.
So, Howard Grant, one man doesn't have a bank account, and the other one says he ain't got no money, and he on a third wife. What the heck they running for? Let me hear this. Hello? What are they running for? Ain't nothing they can
do. I asked them
the foundation.
No, you can't ask me.
I got to ask how. I'm asking you to give me a plausible reason as to why these people are now going to run in a general election where all the Bahamian people are paying attention to. This week, it don't care if your house burned down, if the pump on the corner stopped working, they don't really care. We want to know who can win this by election. Everybody's focused on this, and I'm asking you again, what is going to be the end result? The production of all of this spending of $1,000 in a shirt and $100 in a shirt and red and gold. I want to know what's the end result.
God, for
the next 2 years.
God. My personal finances will come from me and my wife and my children. It ain't got nothing to do with my constituency. What the government releases to me, for the stipend.
$28,000 a year. $28,000.
Chump change. That's enough. That's just enough.
So that's what you're running for?
To fill my truck up.
That's what you're running for?
No, me?
Them. But that's what they're running for?
They're running for the idea that's been spilt about politics over the years. They're running for the idea that there's opportunity beyond this. Because none of them come to the forefront of the vision.
Go back to the old word again.
They none of them come to the forefront of the vision.
Opportunity?
None of them.
Opportunity for who?
For themselves.
Okay, that's all he's trying to say, Howard Grant. I had to go all the way around Mount Sinai to get you back to that point.
But okay, so if you're talking about the candidates, that's one thing. But you can't say the community expects money.
No, I'm not talking about the
community.
I never said that. The community is broken. The community needs dollars and change. They need plenty of things. But I'm saying to you once again, I'm trying to figure out why in the living heaven would these two people run in politics at this particular time.
Garth.
Other than for the opportunity. That's what I'm simply saying. Because the community is going to expect more.
You place complexity where there is only simplicity.
Tell me the simplicity.
Okay, you place in complexity and trying to put a simultaneous equation and a quadratic equation where there is only basic math. Okay? This is only basic math.
But we talk about simple math.
No, the simplicity of this is that there is no democracy that exists within organizations. There is no democracy that exists within organizations. The organization identifies who they want to be able to put, and they support their man. Now, if you want to put complexity in it, why they run it, they're running because they have been asked and given an opportunity. That's it. 10 men came forward for the PLP. 10. And any one of them placed in this position right now would have to execute the exact agenda that Kingsley Smith would exact. There's no vision associated with this. Despite the fact that he is a son of the soil, there is no vision for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. There is only a desire to see my candidate win. This means more to the PLP as an organization and Brave Davis as in particular capacity in his leadership capacity than it means for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Because come November 23rd, everything will be the exact same. You know what's going to happen? They're only going to be a bunch of rum bottles and garbage on the road for people to clean up who live in the community because it is said and done. Nobody coming in the community to clean up the side of the poles where all them people face on. Nobody's going to be able to look back at that. The constituency headquarters is going to be open with things draped in it. Nothing's going to happen in West Grand Bahama after the 22nd of November.
So, Howard, because I agree with you, my friend from last night is going to say, I don't like when you agree with Howard, you know, but I want you to open up your lines, Howard, and let these people call in and let me hear what they got to say.
Because open up, guys.
I've been trying to say this to you from the beginning. It's all about the money for the candidate. But for the people themselves, they're going to still be looking for some more.
Yeah, but we're going to have to take this back to the people of the country. It's going to take time for us to understand. It's going to take conversations like ours for people to understand that they have more. The autonomy exists with the people.
How could you do that?
And you don't have autonomy if you are sober, if you are if you're inebriated, if you're drunk. You don't understand that you have strength to make a decision if you're doing so half drunk.
But Howard, you don't have to be half drunk. You only got to be hungry. You ever saw a hungry man? Howard, have you ever been hungry? Honestly. I mean, I'm not talking about just hungry. I'm talking about hungry to the point where you're about to pass out. Have you ever been that hungry?
I think you're talking about a physical hunger.
Yes.
There is a relentless spiritual desire. There is an economic desire. See, we haven't rudimentary. These conversations are too simple for me. Life is not simple as that. There are complexities in life that requires balance. As a big man, I never been hungry.
But I was just trying to be complex, but and now you're telling me you won't be simple. Now you're telling me it ain't that simple. Now you'll be complex.
Some things are simple, but if you're talking about life, we ain't talking about politics now. Politics straightforward.
Uh-huh.
If you're talking about life, it requires complexity. There is balance that is required here. And that is why I've said from the get-go, if you don't feed the people's spirit, then you can't expect a change in the transformation in the community. And I've said that from the get-go. I've said that from the very first day. I didn't think that Ricardo Grant should enter the race. Pound for pound, Kingsley Smith can't go up against Ricardo Grant. I don't know who is Lincoln Bain and 8 Mile Rock. I don't know if the Bain's on T-I, spelled B-E-E-N. I don't know.
Yeah, I know the Beans. I know Loretta.
We've had this conversation from the get-go.
Yeah.
We've had this, and I've associated numbers of what my expectations are based upon the intimacy that I know exists in West Grand Bahama.
So what about the Quan Swain fellow who fighting for?
He's doing well. He's going to continue to do
fight
well.
I think against the Grand Bahama Light Company or something like that, Power and Light Company. He fights for them locally. He's a local hero.
That's Eddie Victor. Some regard. Or you mean Troy Garvey. Who you mean?
No, I'm talking about the Quan Swain. Who's now running?
He's a young adjutant, and he continues to be able to act.
And then you have this lady, Tenille Burrows.
She's a Nassuvian.
So why do these people feel they need to run now with 2 minutes?
Because
everybody
has a desire to be situated for tomorrow.
For $28,000 a year?
The conversation is not about today. It's about tomorrow.
Howard, do you know how much licking you can get in the next 2 years for $28,000 a year? Do you know how much beating you can get?
That's why I told you they can't make it. That's why I told you that they can't make it. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nassau's gone soul. We've got a drive on beat now. We're gonna call our very own.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant here on the foundation, chopping the thing down, being able to do exactly what we're doing. Guys, please give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I'm in the studio with none other than Garth Roseborg. Let me see if I can take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, good. Interesting topic, Mr. Grant, and I can't remember that. I fell in it.
Goth. Yes, sir.
Goth. All right. But 2 points I want to touch on. When you were talking about the UBP and their involvement in politics today, like he said, which is true, the UBP just merged into the FNM, which is, as Google has said, and you know, if we want to be truthful and we look behind the veil of the red and the gold, there exists a UBP that is unseen, mm-hmm. that has a major hand in both sides of the this political arena. If it wasn't so, then our natural resources would have been in a better state than what it is now. So no matter who wins, they're still going to get their cut of the pie that is going on. And especially what is happening with the people in Freeport. I know, Mr. Grant, you know a lot about that. Mm-hmm. And what you two are talking about, you have to look at it, and you could call it insanity that I voted 3 times in my life. And I had that much sense to realize these parties don't really care about the well-being and the growth of the people of this country. Now, me along with a few other people, we do community outreach every Saturday. Not government funded, no need for it. We do it out of our own pockets. And I can tell you that, yes, you need to reach the people spiritually, Mr. Grant, but guess what? they can eat something to eat first. And when you, when people, because they have been, they've given many persons opportunity to support, to do this, to do that for them, and they've been getting burned. So now you go in there, you meet them where they need, and then you talk to them, and you build their trust, and you be sincere about it. And I can agree with you. If both of the fellas go in there, no bank account, ain't got no money, what's the purpose? Either they could be political pawns or puppets. If you don't have a plan, what you go in there for? So they're just there to make up the number. And I, and the last thing, I know this is off topic, but I heard you all mention this. And this is a conversation I had with two pastors when it comes to polygyny and how we see it in the Bible. there is nowhere you will find that that there was a condemnation when it came to Hebrew men having multiple wives. We see it happen even with the Jacob and the 12 tribes. He had two wives and four concubines. The Most High didn't condemn it. And then you also talk about grace. we must remember that grace is not nothing new. Noah found grace. Abraham found grace. Moses found grace. So did Solomon, and so did David get grace.
And so did Finland.
When you talk about the law, let's look at it, what the Messiah said according to Matthew 5, 17 and 18, and what Paul said according to Romans 3 and 31. So that's all I wanted to say, and I will listen.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your telephone call. You put it there on the table. Let's talk about these things. Somebody's texting and says, Howard, stop getting hype on this radio. You can't blame the political parties if the people won't drink rum. You could take them rum and money and still vote your choice. It's the people you got to blame because nobody forcing them to drink rum. The very first thing that this guest came on and says that before we give anything to the people, you got to feed them.
Yes.
You got to feed them.
Yes.
These people are being fed beverages to inebriate you, to forget about your sorrows. That's the entire course and concept of a little for the stomach's sake. That's it.
These people have been drinking before they give it to them.
Of course.
This is just an additional supply.
Of course.
How do you know anything but drinking?
No, no, sir. I am my family, I'm going to say this to you. My family is a family, some of us big, but some of us, the addiction that we have, you can't see it. There is an insatiable desire that exists within my family. Mm-hmm. Grants. Across many family, right? But there's an insatiable desire that if it's food, you want more food. If it's rum, you want more rum. Mm-hmm. If it's smoke, you want more smoke.
Women or men.
If it's women or men, you want more and more of these things. Mm-hmm. There is an absolute insatiable desire that I believe runs up and down in this country when people find themselves addicted to one thing or another. Mm-hmm. Now, the point that I have is this. You see, I cannot fight a political organization for their strategy.
I agree.
The only issue I have is that who you're focusing this on, your strategy, your approach, is on people that are absolutely broken. These are derelict people. Derelict. Like an old car in the yard just sitting there. Many of them. These are people who've been sitting down hoping to God for something for a long time. Listen to me, I want you to know, and this is the only reason I'm impassioned about this, is because I sat down in 2012, 2013, 2014, and 15, and wrote plans and concepts of how we can be able to get people out of poverty in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
You can't.
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
You see, the issue that we have is that you believe that these numbers that exist in this country, let's shoot straight with some stuff now. Let's shoot straight with this. There's 6,000 people that are registered to vote in West Grand Bahama. The population of Grand Bahama and Bimini is under 37,000 people. Under 37,000 people. The population of Grand Bahama entirely and Bimini is under 37,000 people.
And you can get them out of poverty.
You start with one constituency at a time. I don't have the responsibility for doing the entire country.
Howard.
It is your responsibility when you represent and come for a constituency to have a plan, a vision.
Howard.
Your organization, both the PLP and the FNM, don't care but no plan. This race is about Michael Pintard, his survivability, his ability to remain buoyant, his ability, his likability, and whether or not the FNM see that he has value before they go to a next convention to
make a determination. I agree with that statement.
The PLP, after a convention, after they've gone through all, after Robin Lyons ran after, came within 200 of Fred Mitchell, and now whether or not there is defiance on the floor, the caucus of the PLP, to identify whether or not Brave Davis has what it takes to lead us to 2026. That's what this is about. This ain't got nothing to do with West Grand, Muhammad, and Bimini. Nothing.
I've been trying to say that you've been talking about these people. We've been talking about how
these people are just, they're going to be the beneficiaries or whatever. The benefactors of whatever.
Howard, listen to me. I want to tell everybody early, Merry Christmas. I can ask you a question then, Howard. Let me show you how this thing works with money and poor people. I'm a landlord, right? God knows if you ain't paying my rent in November, I as to hell sure know you ain't paying me in December. I could tell you this in Jesus' name, in the blood of the Lamb. I could tell you these things. Come December, let me ask you a question, Mr. Howard Grant. When does the civil servants get paid?
They should be paid by December 15th.
15th, 18th, somewhere around
there. Somewhere around there.
They can get their money, right?
Mid-month.
What do you think they can do with their money?
I don't know. My wife is a civil servant. And
hold on.
I don't expect it to
touch that. I ain't get November money. I get December money, and they get January money early. Okay? Let me tell you who can get the money for December 25th, the merchants, the wealthy people who own the big stores. Guess who's not going to get the money? Poor little Garth Maynard Roseboro. Come January, the bank's looking for me, and every bill I owe, looking for me. That's poor people for you. That's poor people thinking. You know why? Because this is the time of year where they want to be happy so bad. This junk canoe, this Christmas lights, you didn't worry about any PPL bill? You didn't worry about any water bill? Pill?
But, Garth, I don't like you to be speaking with such pessimism.
No, it's not pessimism. I'm saying something to you here, Howard Grant. Wherever money goes is an opportunity, Howard, for those who also have money. So I'm saying to you,
that's neither here nor there. Before you and I existed, this capitalism spirit captured the poor, captured the middle class, captured the rich man.
So I'm going back to what you said on your show, Howard. You said the secret to all of this. You said this. See, I listen and I remember, is education. You said that on the show. And I'm saying to you, when we talk about a Kingsley Smith and we talk about a Bishop Ricardo Grant, the education of the people, the educating of the people has nothing to do with you being a member of parliament. You should have been, if you're interested in these people, should have been educating these people before you even thought to be a member of parliament and a politician. And you should be educating them now, and you should be prepared to educate them whether you win, lose, or draw. After the election, you should still be educating. There is going to be no alleviation of your poverty unless you're first educated. You said it on the show, sir.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live? Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on with us live?
Hey, Mr. Grant.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
How are you? Good, man.
I'm good.
Mr. God Burris.
Yes, sir.
Man, drink a little bit of water, man. You drink
give me a Guinness. Give me a Guinness. Give me something good for my blood.
But listen to me. I only have but three questions to ask Howard Grant.
Go ahead, me ask.
My first question.
Go ahead.
Who is a bishop?
A human being.
No. Bible. You're talking from the Bible.
Give me a second question. I can answer.
Who is a bishop?
I can answer all of them one time. Give me a second question.
Okay, now.
I'm writing it down. Who's a bishop?
God,
I write it
tricked
down.
My finger toward just now.
I'm sorry.
But okay, if somebody put $1,000 in a T-shirt and give it to me, I won't take that T-shirt off no more until 2024. I'm taking it off.
Well, you something else, you know. You something else.
We banned that.
$1,000 in a T-shirt?
Yes, sir.
We can ban that.
That's my favorite shirt.
I ban with that and I drive with that on. I ain't taking that off.
Don't make me laugh.
And go then ahead. The next thing now. I told you something last week, Mr. Grant. Mm-hmm. I told you that the F&M pulled its card too far. Mm-hmm. How many people you hear today now talking with Hubert Ingram?
Did I tell you that or did you tell me that?
I told you that they pulled their card too far.
No.
You take a slick.
I say that
talking
first.
Talking about Hubert Ingram today.
I say that first.
Uh-huh. This is when they should have brought Hubert Ingram.
No, I well, we can talk about that. Let me touch these things. Now, who is a bishop? $1,000 in the shirt and pull a card first. Okay, good. I write them down. Thank you so much for your support, brother. Now, I want to touch this. Who is a bishop? Human beings, men. Many who indicate that they have been called to this particular
office.
This office, yes. Right? Many of them go through seminary. Many go through these particular things, but they are men. And the only thing that separates them from us is their training and their discipline to this particular call. Let's be very clear.
And the title.
Their discipline. Uh-huh. They get their call. They get their title based upon their training, exposure, and their discipline.
Uh-huh.
That's what you get. You, based upon your discipline, you now receive the title.
So supposedly.
You have to go through the office.
Supposed to. Yes.
This is the theoretical application, yes, of what should happen.
Yes.
Okay? If you look from, and I don't want to get into this because a lot of people will start to talk about what the Bible say about a bishop, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
This could be leading, right? A red herring into a conversation that structures something to say that this man is not worthy of his bishop title.
Yes.
That's not what this is. I don't want to do that.
We're not going that way.
That way ain't enough. Okay, let's right? go. He's decided. He's been identified. We know him as bishop. Many a man and woman have come to know who's Jesus Christ through him. He's done a great deal in this particular office. I'm indifferent, me as an individual, with him being able to take it, but it's not here. I don't get to make the decision. He's doing what he has to do, what he believes that he's called to do. God bless him. God bless him. When it comes to this politics thing, I can look at this and say that he is not going to be successful, nor is Kingsley going to be successful over the next course of 2 years. This is going to be a rough, rough ride.
Yes, it is.
After sobriety hit these people, after they didn't get, listen to me, if you want me to shoot straight, this is the same 8 Mark people. My mother in 2009, people was coming to me and saying, how would your mother ain't be the MP next time? In 2009, my mother back and forth here as the assistant whip in the House of Assembly, as a member of parliament, with representation, writing her speeches, going from here to Nassau, forging relationships, doing everything that she has to do. I'm on the ground touching people and talking to her. Whatever information I could acquire, I could bring it to my mother and see if we can get this rectified. Whatever little programs I could help her with, I'm helping with. I ain't getting paid for these things. Mommy throw me a blow every so often, but I'm not on nothing, on no documentation to say that I'm doing this thing right. In 2009, friends of mine, people who my mother knew for a long time, people who I've known for a very long time, say, your mother's not going to get this in 2012. 2 years in. 2 years in. That means to me that by February of next year, we know if they can have this or not. In terms of 2026, by February, March, the first quarter of 2024 will not pass without West Grand Bahama and Bimini people saying, hell no, I ain't voting for this boy no more. Hell no, I ain't voting for the bishop no more. Whoever wins. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be very clear with you. This, no one can win this race. That is why the wisdom of yesteryear you should have adhered to and allow Kingsley or whoever the PLP was going to put in to take a blow. And let them take the raking and scraping and you come in all white and win in 2026. There's a battle and there's a war. Why would you put yourself in the war? Let them win this battle and the war is yours.
Now, hold on, Howard.
That's how the strategy would have played out.
Howard, you're missing something. You're always missing something sometime, you know.
I'm not going to fight you. Tell me what I'm missing.
I know what you're missing. They ain't got no doggone money. They need that money today.
Who?
That look $28,000. You need that for the next 2 years.
Listen, man.
You ain't getting
that. Let that $9,000 stretch out. What you declare? Let that stretch out. Spend the $50 like your other cousins and was doing.
That's
for
what
2 weeks.
You should do.
You understand me?
Boss.
And when you come in 2026, take the whole hog. Today, 2 strips of bacon can't do nothing for you.
COVID-19 says to me, I don't know if I can be here in 2 years. I need my 4 meats in the House of Parliament. I need a little $28,000, a little ting ting.
Next room. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you? I'm good.
Okay.
I must say, because I listened to your show, Mr. Grant, but today I was a little put off, and I'll tell you the reason why.
Let me hear it.
But I have 3 short points.
Mm-hmm.
The first point is in response to Mr. Burrow's point about him identifying as a UBP. Mm-hmm. While I understand the context in which he says what he says, because I do agree with the same thing in that at the top, it's really about, it's this whole party color thing, for the most part, certainly between the PLP and the FNM. It's an illusion of really only to divide the masses or the average individual. Mm-hmm. At the top of it, it's all about economics, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. The real thing is at the top, it's about economics. And that's certainly correct. These politicians or nominees who are vying for the West Grand Bahama seat, mm-hmm. I cannot see how even principally they cannot govern their affairs financially, but yet want to make or sit around the table to decide or determine serious issues where many people, because not only the UBP or the white boys, as we like to call it, have financial issues. The real financial issues lie with the average Bahamian person.
That's correct.
Okay?
That's correct.
So I need to figure out why it is mm-hmm. two persons who have not managed their own financial affairs do want to sit at the table. That's the first point. The second point, of course, from that, mm-hmm. by extension, is the fact, like Mr. Burroughs alluded to, is how many times are we both seeing, and you also agreed with him, Mr. Grant, that there are persons who are going in there with nothing, but afterwards when they're coming out, they have so much. But yet mm-hmm. the only changes are not made to the financial position is that of the average man. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on to my second point, though, mm-hmm. I'm also a believer, Mr. Grant, this is to you. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer, and yet you seem to have trouble when Mr. Burroughs is explaining something that's very simple to understand. And I want to leave this particular scripture with you. The Bible says he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. The things and the issues that we're dealing with, even though we like to use a lot of these big language, not necessarily you, but a lot of persons like to make the conversation above the head of the average man, oftentimes, it's quite simple. You could see it. Mm-hmm. A lot of it, what's happening, could be seen. I'm listening. I just listened to the F&M candidate talking about, well, Mr. Michael Pintard, that is, along with the nominee for the F&M, is saying, oh, not nominee, the what they call it, the standard bearer for that position, is saying, oh, this we'll be getting ready to do, and the PLP didn't do it, but you all sat at the helm, too, and didn't do it.
That's correct.
So what hypocrisy or stupidity are you trying to sell to the Bahamian people when you say that?
That's talking points in politics.
No, I don't care about talking points in
politics.
No, but
he have to care because he ain't got no vision. So he
well, that's
repeat
the point. And I take great offense that he would think, because when he says that, it does not necessarily speak to his lack of intelligence, but it speaks to whether or not how he discerns the intelligence of the people he's speaking to, his audience. Okay? So I am offended by that because I am now living in Grand Bahama. Mm. Now, to my third point to you, Mr. Grant, I like you, you know, but it's something you said today that almost it got my heart pressed, and I asked my good friend who came to visit me to pray, and I'll tell you what that is. You see, you are a man of God. You say that. Am I correct? You're a believer.
No, I believe in yes, I'm a faithful man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We must take emotion out of the conversation. There mm-hmm. are five candidates who appear for this or who are running for this position in West Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those candidates is in fact Mr. Lincoln Michael Bean.
Okay.
B-A-I-N, not mm-hmm. B-E-E-N, mm-hmm. as analogous
that.
To the Turks Island Beans.
Yes, I know that.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he would not have been able to vie for that position had he not been a Bahamian. Mm-hmm. That's the first point.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because you are from Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
You say 8 Mile Rock.
Yes.
I am a Nassau girl,
mm-hmm.
but my father's parents or my father's side of the family were Exomians. I'm a roll. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Bahamian true and true. Mm-hmm. But guess what added to that? I am also a Grand Bahamian by virtue of my grandparents,
mm-hmm.
who was a Russell from Waterkey.
Mm-hmm.
So, but guess what? I want to add another feature to it because I want to speak subliminally on this point because you raised it. And many people may not understand it in the wider Bahamas, but I do, living in Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married to a Bahamian of mm-hmm. Turks Island descent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you made that statement, understanding what plenty Bahamians of Turks Island descent went through, and I now have a daughter
mm-hmm.
who bears the name of my husband,
mm-hmm.
who has a name similar to yours as a Grant, because mm-hmm. I want you to know that Grants are also in Turks Island.
I'm a Turks Island man.
Okay. But when you made that suggestion, that could have been carried out the wrong way.
No, it can't be carried out the wrong way.
Let me tell you why.
If you've been listening to my show, you know I said to you that every single person in the case...
Could I explain to the listener why I'm saying what I'm saying, Mr. Grant?
Go ahead.
At the end of the day, a lot of people do not know it unless you actually are in those circles. But a lot of Grand Bahamians or persons who are Bahamians of Turks Island descent are being treated very poorly.
I know that.
Okay.
They call bohogs.
And call them the dogs of Turks Island dogs.
They call them bohogs in West Grand Bahama.
I got it. Mm-hmm. So, see, you don't need to bring that in light of that because I'm a full-bred Bahamian. True and true. I just explained the Grand Bahamian side. I also explained the Bahamian side generally.
So what was the offense? Because I waited to see what you was offended by when I said...
I was offended
I don't
because
know
you
the
said
B-A-I-N,
in the conversation...
I know
I'm
going to
tell you. You said in the conversation that Mr. Bean... First of all, the man in which you spoke about Mr. Bean lacks respect. He's a candidate, and I can tell you because you are in New Providence. I am in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
And I am not only in Grand Bahama... But I am also with, because of my connection to the man I married, I'm true and true with the people in the 8 Mile Rock or West Bahama, Grand Bahama area. Mm-hmm. You catch what I'm saying to you?
I just only waiting for you to get to the, because you know.
Well, listen, just like Mr. Goss Burroughs, when he was speaking, some things you may not understand, but I understand it and I know exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will make this point very simple because I don't want to make it about this because plenty of people in the wider Bahamas do not understand quite, might not understand what I'm saying to you. Now, persons from Grand Bahama and 8 Mile Rock, they'll get it. But I'll say this to you. Mr. Lincoln Bean is not a B-E-E-N. He is a B-A-I-N, first and foremost. Mr. Lincoln Bean, even if he were of Turks Island descent, he could not vie in these elections but for the fact that he has Bahamian credentials, and he is a Bahamian.
I didn't say anything disparaging about Lincoln, and I do appreciate your telephone call. I didn't say anything disparaging about Lincoln. I want to be very clear about that. I've only indicated that I know 3 of the 5 people on the ticket. They are family members of mine as a result of me growing and being born by the DNA in my blood that I had nothing to do with. I am a Turks Islander and a Grand Bahamian. My grants from West End, all the artists needy them, all the junior grant, all them, is my family. My family. The Smiths are my family through my grandfather, Pa Boy. The Swains are my family through my grandmother, Kathleen. I'm trying to tell you, all these people is my family.
Okay.
He from Pinedale, one from Hannah Hill, and the next one from West End. These are my family. Now, I've indicated that I don't know the B-A-I-N-S in West Grand Bahama, but I know the B-E-E-N-S. I don't know if that was disparaging. No. I've had enough shows about my linkage and my heritage and my so forth and so on, and I do nothing but try to be as decent as possible. This isn't disparaging. This isn't nothing negative about this particular person. I know it'll be as decent as possible. I'm only indicating to you that as a result of them having a connection to the community, they should have a deeper vision for the community. Of connection, of growing up, playing marbles in there, running in the back bush, so forth and so on, should have an idea of how to push the community forward. And I saw none of that come to the forefront. Can I say that? Is that okay?
It's okay, Howard. And okay, before you go to your break, I'm going to say this to you, Howard. Right? I feel what you're saying in terms of the intensity as we lead up to Wednesday. We're going to hear more views and more opinions moving into Wednesday, but could you even begin to fathom what Thursday and Friday is going to look like? Thursday may very well be a celebration. Friday may be a little afterglow, but by weekend? I think it's going
to
be done.
It's done. People trying to figure out how to get to the States on Thursday so they can hit Black Friday. Come, let's just shoot straight. Let me see if I can take the next telephone call. Caller, forgive me. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Man, everything good with God. What's going on?
Man, it's always good to hear from you, sir.
Okay, good. Howard, you was right, babe, with Mr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. You was right. You bring it out first, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's running on about Hubert Ingham going up on the stage with Braves Davis and Perry Christie, CID, or some foolishness he's running on it. Now you see Hubert Ingham sticking with the F and M and going against it. Any switching up.
I said very clearly. I said if I appreciate your telephone call. I said Hubert Ingram would have had more value going into this if he had done this on a Thursday.
You did say
Thursday, Friday, run the news track all straight through Monday and Tuesday, Hubert Ingram, Hubert Ingram, Hubert Ingram, and it would have given him the party leverage on a Wednesday. That's what I said.
Yes, it would.
Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line with us. Go ahead.
Howard Grant and God, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, CNN? What's up?
Hey, yeah, bro.
You know, what happens is due to the length of this program, right, the length of this campaign, the ideas for West Grand Bahama hasn't been able to be elucidated. And even for the fact that Mr. Grant has just started, right? I put to you that poverty can be end on Grand Bahama.
I believe that.
Right. Poverty, it has a benchmark. Currently, it's around $6,800 per person in each house. That's about $18,000, $20,000 for a family of three. But here's what happens. The problem is that we are almost three decades into the 21st century trying to still use 19th century concepts, right, with 20th century processes to embrace a 21st century environment.
Let me ask you this. Who you believe, because I only got a couple of seconds and the line's lit up, who do you believe has even a semblance of a vision to be able to transform the community and have that kind of a rising tide to lift all ships in the community?
Give me this first. Let me answer you quickly, and then I want to give you a quick example of the same. I think that Mr. Ricardo Grant, under the new leadership, a new vision of Mr. Michael Pintard, can achieve that in the shortest possible time. Let's use two examples. You have people say, we can buy a boat and rent it to you. Here's what happens. Mr. Michael Pintard and Mr. Grant believes that we can crowdsource the funding for, say, someone who wants to buy a boat. This is $100,000 as an example. The monthly payment of that is $850 or whatever. They don't have to pay cash. If we would then accept goods from those individuals, they will have a boat that they can go fishing in that is totally debt-free because they're paying for it in fisheries. Let's use another example. We have the cultural heritage of Orange Economy for West Grand Bahama. We are in need of 20,000 bedrooms, rooms nights in the Bahamas.
But, I haven't heard any of them talk to that extent that they... Okay, so what you're talking about is public-private partnership and the possibility of being able to identify the economic wherewithal in the community.
More than just public-private, this is, let me tell you something. This is the fintech and things that the TLP borrowed from the internet that is unable to express in policy.
They borrowed from the internet? See, Alan, I hate to do this, but I got to let you go. I got three more calls on the line. I got to give them a couple of seconds or whatnot. You and I have to have a further conversation about this because if this is public-private partnership, there are opportunities that exist here. And like you, I believe that we can be able to eradicate this. Let's have a next one real quick. Go ahead, caller. You on the line with us live.
Yeah, Mr. Grant and God. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Quickly, firstly, the bacon. It wouldn't do nothing for you, but it would do something to you. I want to get this in quickly. You know, a question for when you want to hang up. What is the legacy of politics? And you know just what it is. You wouldn't really like to hear my answer. I'm more angry at the populace, the voting populace, than the politicians themselves. Because you and God and C. Allen is painting the picture. We know poverty is a tool. So my question to the journalist is, where is this money coming from? This is no joke in Howard. Mm-hmm. Giving out money for votes. This is, where is the money coming from to fly people in from Inagua and Crooked Island and put them in Bahama for a couple of nights for the convention. Where's this money coming from? Is this their money or is this the taxpayers' money? That's what I'm concerned about, you know.
Wow.
Bless up.
I appreciate your telephone call. Next caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Quick caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next one. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard and Roseboro.
Hey, what's up,
my
dog?
Big man.
Well, okay, I'm so sorry y'all got to meet late. But anyway, because there's so much I want to say. I hope you pick up this conversation tomorrow, Howard.
Yeah, we can talk politics straight through.
Yeah, but as it relates to who would have the greatest opportunity to create the biggest impact, I see, Alan, what are the examples of this crowdfunding that he can speak to that he would have overseen, had anything to do with, or implemented on Grand Bahama, who has been suffering for close to 20 years in the Bahamas. And tell him, see, Alan, stop talking nonsense and bloated ideas, which any paper would lay down still, and let him write them on. As it relates to reality in the Bahamas, the Progressive Liberal Party is the best opportunity right now because we are the government and we will retain government for the next almost 3 years in this country. And the Prime Minister, as the Minister of Finance, is giving his word and letting the people of Bimini and West Grand Bahama know exactly what he is going to do
for them. No one else.
We got word from every prime minister prior, and yet Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama, still look like that. Thank you so much, Anton, for your call. Thank you guys so kindly for being able to tune in with us. Fred Mitchell and Brave Davis didn't want to nominate Obi. This is a text coming through, and you can read the top of it. The Constitution of the Bahamas already has a remedy for these things. A person is bankrupt, is restricted from being an MP. This information is coming to the forefront. This is greetings, little as that caller knows. Ingram is on the ground right now in 8 Mile Rock, right? It says, this woman was making sense until she mentioned the COI. She made... She need to check her candidate and do her due diligence. This is a text coming through. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly. We're going to be talking politics all weeks this week, and I expect it to get impassioned in here because I have an idealistic concept, an idea of what representation should look like. And I believe that that ideals, vision, concepts can be fueled with the right strategic economic wherewithal. But if it's going to be drowned and doused in money alone, then what the hell are we here for? Let's have a very clear conversation, guys. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. You're going to get back to this tomorrow right here, live and in full effect on Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a good day, guys.
Listen to the guitar. Give that soul some tune.
The Foundation of Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Marcos Pizza, and Ross Electric Motors.